Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. It's a nice cold Saturday out here in Ohio. I can't wait to get out to California tomorrow I'll be going out there, and hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer out there. Hopefully everybody's snuggled up warm, and if you're down in Florida, hopefully it's not too chilly for you. I know it was a little chilly for a few days down there. I just want to give everybody a reminder about a couple of upcoming events in June. I know that sounds like it's far away, but it's never too far to start planning for your team. We have a Back to Basics boot camp that's going to be in Chicago on Friday, June 8th. And then the Underwoods have a June event down in the West Palm Beach area in Florida on June 15th and 16th. And the key there for the Underwoods event is that the hotel is really filling up quickly. An absolutely beautiful resort. Tony and Debbie have negotiated a fabulous rate for the rooms. And the hotel is really filling up quickly. It's one of the biggest events they've already had pre-register for. And so if you want to be at that event and you want to be in the hotel, you need to let them know soon. You need to get that hotel reservation in ASAP. And so I don't have the link for that information, so just reach out to Tony and Debbie, or you can reach out on any of the team events or text us or message us, and we'll get you that information. But we want to make sure that our team at least is able to be in that hotel, because we want to make sure you have that experience of being with everybody. So before we dive into our call topic for today, I just want to make a couple of comments about sponsoring. So I know last month we had our sponsoring incentives from Shackley. They gave away the free memberships with an order and the free distributorships with an order, and buying your success pack was really the only expense you had. You didn't have to pay the $49.95 for the distributor kit. And we had a lot of fabulous sponsoring numbers. I just want to let everybody know that it was one of our, as a team, top sponsoring months that we've had in a long time. And we've talked about sponsoring so much at different events. Sponsoring, the actual activity of sponsoring really isn't the activity that we want to focus on. We want to focus on going out and sharing the plan and talking to people about Shackley and talking about the company, the products, and the opportunity. But sponsoring is the tracking mechanism that you can utilize to really see if your group is growing, if your team is growing. If you sponsor at least 10 new people a month, and it doesn't have to be business partners or customers, it can be a combination of either one, or it could be all distributors, it could be all customers, either way, that is the marker that shows that you're having growth in your organization. And this is not just a number that we have in our team. It's across the board in Shackley. When people are sponsoring 10 new people a month, that's really the growth marker. 5 new people a month is where you're maintaining. And so you can go back into your tracker. You can go back and look across the year and see what your sponsoring numbers were. And you can see the months that you really felt like you had growth, you're going to see that your sponsoring numbers are higher. And if you consistently bring in at least 10 new people a month every single month for a year, you will not believe the momentum you begin to build, because we all know that new people bring excitement. They bring energy. They've got questions. They're on fire. Those are the people who want to have events. They want to introduce you to people that they know that are interested in Shackley. And especially new distributors, they're just getting off and getting started, and so they're really motivated and pumped up and excited. So really important to go back into your tracker and look at your sponsoring numbers. And, you know, as a master coordinator, and I know all the masters have talked to Shackley and really encouraged them to have as many sponsoring incentives as we can have. From what I understand, that will not be rolling into this month. That's not going to be announced that we're having more free sponsoring. So we know we still need to bring in our 10 new people a month, and hopefully everybody had an opportunity to utilize the free sponsoring last month. And I just want to give a shout-out to the Cash organization. Becky and Chris Cash personally enrolled 94 people last month, 90 customers and 4 qualified distributors in their personal group, not in their organization, but just in their personal group. And so I wanted to share that number because I just want you to plant the seed of what would happen in your business if you brought in 94 new people in 1 month into your organization. And so just think about that for a little bit, and we're going to dive into the rest of the call here. And what I wanted to really talk about today was I wanted to talk about urgency and really how do we meet our goals and how do we have a sense of urgency around it, because so often we have these great goals. And I hear a lot of people move their goals from month to month and then over year to year. You know, people say, well, gosh, I want to be an executive coordinator next month. And then for whatever reason, they don't hit that number. Then I'm going to be executive coordinator the next month. We get to the end of the year. Well, I didn't make it this year to executive coordinator, so I'm going to do it next year. How do we create that sense of urgency and really tie that into our goals so that really we make our goals a reality? There's a quote by Jim Rohn that I want to start with here, and it says, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. So let me just say that again. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. So there's some very real and tangible reasons why you're not where you want to be in your Shackley business. And so some of those reasons could include that maybe you're holding on to some unhelpful beliefs about what you can't or can't do. Maybe you've got beliefs about what you can do in this business. Maybe past beliefs about success or failure that you've had. Sometimes we just have beliefs about really what it takes to be successful or what it takes to build a business in Shackley. And so sometimes those beliefs are not accurate. And sometimes we plant some negative beliefs in our mind that we need to get rid of so that we can actually move forward. A second possibility might be that you have some unproductive habits. You know, it's important to always reexamine our daily habits and see what we could do to tweak things to work more in our favor. I've shared many times on these calls that, you know, just changing up your daily schedule can really change things in your life. It can change up a lot because you can see your habits differently. You know, sometimes people get up in the morning and they have their cup of coffee, or they go and they work out right away, or they take their shower first, or, you know, whatever those first few things are that you do during the day. How can you change that up a little bit? How can you tweak that and move things around so that you look at things differently? Because when you're in a habit, you don't even think sometimes. It's really subconscious, and we've all done this before where maybe you're driving to work, or you're driving to church, or you're driving to the gym, and you go the exact same way every single time, and so you don't even think about it. You make all those same turns. And sometimes you walk into the gym or you walk into work or church and you say, I don't even remember getting here because it's so habitual. You just know the way to go and you just go. But when you drive a different way, you have to actually think. You have to watch for the stop signs. You have to watch for the stoplight, maybe people crossing the street, you know, different things, because it's different for you. That's exactly what happens when we change and tweak our daily habits. It helps us to look at things differently, and that can be very important when we're trying to figure out maybe what we need to tweak in our day to be more productive. Another reason that you may not be where you want to be in your business could be that you might have conflicting goals or values. You know, sometimes we set a goal to run a marathon at the same time that we've set a goal to reach a new rank in our business. And so maybe those aren't competing goals necessarily, but those can be things that are competing for your time. You know, to go out and run a marathon, we've got to, you know, have a running plan in place and a workout plan in place, and you've got to be very consistent with that. And if you do stick to that, and you say, okay, well, I'm going to make sure that I do all those things on a regular basis, and then you say, well, I'm also going to get to, let's say, a key coordinator this month or this year or whatever it is that you're working on, and you've got to, you know, have so many appointments, you've got to bring so many new people into your business, you've got to have so many events, and you look at that, and, you know, it becomes a competition for your time. Because maybe we have a job in there, maybe we've got family responsibilities, there's other things in our life besides those two goals. And so we really have to look sometimes and say, if we're making a run for a new rank goal, is that the time to run the marathon? Perhaps it's not. And so sometimes it's just being real with ourselves and sitting down and looking at those goals to make sure that we don't have conflicting goals. Because all of these things can really sabotage our success. So how do we really find that consistent motivation that we need to move forward? You know, how do you get out of that stuck state and move forward with greater momentum? And I really believe a lot of that is by having a sense of urgency. The most successful people in the world have their own personal battles. You know, they have those unhelpful beliefs, they have poor habits, and they also have conflicting goals and values. But, you know, we all have those things. But successful people, even though their lives are far from perfect, they do find a way to accomplish their goals and objectives. So how do they do that? Well, for starters, they never make excuses for their life or for their circumstances. You know, there's a lot of folks that make excuses out there, and successful people tend not to. You can hear it in just their conversations and their language. And so let's stop for a second, and let's all just think about January, because January just ended. We finished closing out the month. We always have two business days after the month ends to close. So midnight last night, January really ended, or technically ended, and we're now into February. Now, there are so many people on the team who had an absolutely fabulous month in January. They used the free sponsoring promotions to dramatically increase the size of their organizations. They were out there sharing Shackley every single day. They really got into momentum. They talked about skincare. They talked about weight loss, whatever it was they focused on for the month of January. And then, of course, there's a bunch of other folks who have a lot of excuses for why they didn't utilize the sponsoring promotion or why they didn't hit their numbers for the month. So be honest with yourself. How many of you make excuses for what you didn't do in your business last month? How many of you are really excited about what you accomplished in your business last month? It's sometimes taking that time to reflect and really be honest with ourselves and to say, you know what, if I've been making excuses, it's time to stop. I don't have to make excuses. I can do the activity, or I can set goals that I know I'm really going to run for and that I really want to achieve to make happen. The second thing that successful people do that I find to be the most impactful is that they live their lives with a sense of urgency. And I really think it's a daily urgency. It's not just an urgency, you know, over a year time period. It's really a daily urgency that they have. And the sense of urgency forces them to work harder and smarter throughout the day. It leads to that sort of steady progress and improvement over the course of the week, the month, and the year. And what happens then is that they really do achieve and reach their desired outcome. Whatever that goal is that they've got on their goal board, whatever that vision is, that overarching vision, they're moving towards that with a sense of urgency. Now, I can personally remember when I was laser-focused on getting to master coordinator. Shackley didn't have a deadline for me to get to master coordinator. I'm sure Shackley would love all of us to get to master sooner rather than later. But Shackley wasn't setting a date out there or a timeline out there for me. I had my own deadline set. I wanted to hit the rank before I turned 41. It was just sort of a psychological thing. I had decided emotionally that that's what I wanted to do. And I think I've shared this story so many times for you that at the end of November of 2007, I hit the number. My birthday is December 1st. So I woke up on December 1st, and I looked at my Shackley tracker, and I had hit my numbers. And it was, you know, when you hit a goal like that, obviously it's fantastic, it's exciting, all the rush of emotion. But we all can do that, and we all can create that sense of urgency within ourselves. And it doesn't have to be tied to something external. It doesn't have to be tied to a Shackley goal that Shackley has or, you know, some of the things that Shackley puts out there. It can be entirely ourselves. You know, I find that the company goals for trips and even the fast track, those are fabulous because they help us with urgency. But I want us to really figure out, how do we get that internal urgency? Because when we have the external urgency, a lot of times we'll run to that, you know, whatever that goal is, and then we poop out. We sit back and we get lazy. We aren't focused anymore. And we're able to just sort of kick back and put our feet up and not work because there isn't an external force pushing us forward. And you have to be real with yourself. So ask yourself an honest question. If you ran on the fast track, and we've got lots of people on the team here who've run on the fast track, they've qualified for all those deadlines and the money. If you have already completed all the money that you can earn, did you maintain that urgency to grow and reach the next ranks? Just be honest with yourself. If you didn't, you probably are more motivated by those external motivators. So when Shackley's pushing you, you're more likely to run. So you have to look at yourself and say, how can I increase and start stir up that fire inside of me so I have the internal urgency? Because if you didn't push to hit those next ranks, you probably did exactly what I said earlier. You probably, you sat back and relaxed. You took a break. And please understand me when I say this. I truly get that we need to kick back and take breaks at times and relax. We're not all going to run at 100% all the time. But when you set a goal for yourself that you say that you really want, it could be maybe, you know, maybe you're going from senior coordinator to exec, or you're going from exec to senior exec, or senior exec to key, or whatever you're running for. When you set a goal like that for yourself and you say, okay, I want to hit it by this time, there's a reason that you set that goal. There's a something behind it, whether it's the income that you're going to achieve, whether it's the success that you're going to achieve, maybe it's even that you want to achieve a trip. There's a reason why you're doing it. So why not really run to the finish line? Why not put all the things in place and really achieve the goals that we say that we're going to achieve? If you don't really want to achieve the goal, why are we saying we have it on there, out there for ourselves? Why are we putting that on our goal board? Why are we publicly declaring it? If you don't really want it, then you aren't going to work for it. We have to have that internal drive, but we also have to really want that goal that we've set for ourselves. And so, yes, there's times to relax and kick back, and a lot of times we do that after we've hit a major goal. And other times we are kicking back too soon, way before we have hit that goal. And I really do see that all the time with the trips. You know, people run fast and hard to earn a trip, and once it's earned, they step back, they go into vacation mode, and far too often then their business slides backwards. So once again, how do we keep that internal urgency up enough to truly move forward at a steady pace? So I think it's this sense of urgency that's probably missing in a lot of our businesses. You know, I have people say to me, well, I don't know why I didn't reach the rank. Well, you said you had the vision, you have your goal board out there, you're talking to a lot of people, but there's no push because you keep moving it from month to month, year to year. And so if you're doing that, there's a sense of urgency to do it now to achieve the goals. So without that urgency, there really isn't a motivation. There's nothing forcing you to get up early in the morning. There's certainly nothing enticing you to stay up late when the tasks haven't been completed. And when we say a lot of times, you know, don't let the month end without, let's say, sponsoring those 10 people, you know, too often people let the month end and they haven't sponsored the right number of people because they haven't made it happen. So, of course, you might be very dissatisfied where you are in your business. We all have a lot of potential with this amazing opportunity that Shackley offers, and we have so much to achieve. But sometimes we don't have that inner drive because maybe things aren't that bad. You know, maybe life is okay. Maybe we've got, you know, a lot of what we want. We say we want what Shackley has to offer, but we're not moving forward towards it. So let's look at the reasons. You know, we need to have all the reasons to stimulate our motivation. If only someone could just turn that light switch on and power up the sense of urgency, we all would have a different life. We'd have a different outcome. So let's talk about beginning, you know, sort of that living with that sense of urgency. You know, it's important to understand really how urgency originates and how it manifests itself in people's lives, or else we can't figure out how to tap into it within ourselves. So there's really two ways that urgency can be created. One is when it's forced upon you by external events, people, and circumstances. and the other way is when it's created from within. So let's talk about a very blunt example of the first way that urgency is created. I talked a little bit about that with trips and things that Shackley puts out there, but just imagine for a moment that a mafia boss kidnaps you and makes all these threats against you and your family. He says that the only way to ensure everybody's safety is for you to attain your goals by a certain date. Well, immediately that's going to create a sense of urgency, and it's going to force you to take necessary actions to attain whatever that goal is for yourself, right? I mean, you're not going to let your family be injured or hurt because you didn't hit your goals. We would fire up that motivation so fast. You've also probably heard people say, well, if I was going to give you $1 million if you'd reach your goal, we'd figure out a way to reach our goal because that $1 million prize would be too big to give up. So it's an external motivator. And as I mentioned, when Shackley has the fast-track deadlines or the trip deadlines, those are external motivators. But the second way of urgency that's created comes from within. And here you have to create either a real or an imagined sense of urgency that's going to spur you on towards your goal. It doesn't matter how you end up convincing yourself to take that urgent action in pursuit of your goals, but it has to be created within you a strong enough desire that's going to help you attack your goals with purpose and get things done intelligently but also quickly, right? Like that's what urgency means, that we've got to be quick about it. We've got to do it in a timeline, in a faster manner. And that's sort of what I was talking about earlier when I said about my run to master was I had a deadline for myself, and I was not going to let myself hit that birthday without hitting my goal. Now, granted, I did it at midnight the night before, a minute before, I guess, before I hit my birthday, but I ran to the finish line and pushed, and I had that internal sense of urgency. So in order to create that type of urgency, you have to be fully present in the moment, because urgency really only exists in the moment that we have right now. If you're thinking too much obsessively about the future, you're going to have a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry, and that's not going to help us because that actually paralyzes people. That puts you into that state of procrastination and also paralyzation so that you don't do anything. So you have to sort of remain in the present, which is going to help you fully focus on the tasks at hand, which would be getting out there and prospecting, which would mean sitting down in front of as many people as you can to talk about the Shackley opportunity. But even before that, you've got to come up with your list of names. Who are you going to talk to? You've got to start going through that list and identifying what you're going to do to pick up the phone to set those appointments or to go out and meet with those people, right? But urgency really requires a proactive approach to everything that you have on your list to do. So when you're prospecting and sharing the plan, being proactive means that you identify what needs to get done. So you say, okay, well, I've got to have a list of names. And maybe you look and you say, well, my list of names is pathetic. I don't have enough people on my list of names. So then you say, well, I need more fishing holes. So you start to identify where are you going to go out and meet those people so that you can have more names constantly added to your list. And then how do you force yourself to take those names off the list and go and meet with them and share Shackley so that you can actually close the deal and sponsor those people? Because remember, the activity isn't about sponsoring so much as the activity is about going out and talking to people, getting in front of people. The sponsoring number is really your marker. That's what's tracking whether you're doing enough of the activity that we really need to do. Because the activity that we have to focus on is showing the plan, right? We have to get out there and show the plan as much as we possibly can, talking about the company, the products, and the opportunity. And that's how we consistently enroll new people. But, discipline is also required to create a sense of urgency. You have to be disciplined to do those things that I just mentioned. Yes, we can say we've got a prospect. Yes, we can say we have got to sponsor 10 new people. But we have to have that discipline to hold our feet to the fire to actually go out and do the activities. I think that's why sometimes, people, push that goal from month to month, from year to year. I can't tell you how many times I've had people come up to me and say, this is my year. This is the year I'm actually going to do it. And then next year they come up to me, well, I didn't do it last year, but this is the year. This is the year I'm going to do it. Well, what's the difference between the person who says that and the person who actually goes out and does it? Well, a lot of it comes down to the discipline of the activity, of going out and truly saying, okay, no matter what, I'm sponsoring those 10 people every single month. No matter what, I'm showing the plan 15 to 20 times every single month. And so it's that discipline tied with the consistency of activity that you then track on a regular basis. That's how we get to where we're trying to go. And finally, to create a sense of urgency, you need to combine optimism with determination to get everything completed. Because optimism keeps you motivated even when things get difficult. We've got to keep our eye on the prize and stay positive. We've got to say, we can do this. Because does everybody say yes to Shackley? No, they don't. And we know that. We know that there's going to be a lot of no's. There's going to be a lot of rejection. There's going to be no-shows. You're going to be so excited about bringing somebody onto your team, and you're so excited to go meet with them, and you sit at the coffee shop, and you're by yourself, and they don't show up, and you text them, and you email them, and you call them, and you message them on Facebook and all these different things, and they don't return their call. As we've heard in the past, some of those people go into the witness protection program and you never can find them again. And so that's discouraging. But we have to keep our optimism and say, you know what? There are so many people who are successful in Shackley. There are so many people who are sponsoring those large numbers, bringing in those people, promoting directors, building to the next rank, that I know if they can do it, I can too. So it's having that combination of the optimism and then just being determined to keep going, to holding true to the course and doing the activities that we know we need to do to make those dreams a reality. And I'm just going to end here, and I'm not going to dive into each of these pieces. I just want to give you the four steps for really helping you to have a stronger foundation for living with more urgency. So step one is, do you have to have an inspiring vision for the future? You have to know where you're going. What's that dream you're trying to build in Shackley? The second step is you break down your goals into parts. So if you're trying to get to a new rank this year or in 6 months or whatever your timeline is, break it down into chunks. What do you need to do this day that leads into this week, that leads into this month? Where do you need to be at the end of February to reach the goal that you've set for yourself within your timeline? Step number three is you've got to find reasons to move forward. Why are you doing it? Why do you have this goal out there? What is it that you get from this goal? Why are you so excited about the goal so that you can stay the course and have the discipline and the consistency to do it? And then step number four is create penalties and rewards. What is the penalty if you don't sponsor those 10 people a month? What's the penalty if you don't hit that rank by this timeline? And then on the flip side, what are the rewards? Have some small rewards along the way. I can remember when I hit key coordinator. That's when I got my personal trainer. I was so excited about that. That had been the reward that I set for myself when I hit key. When I got to master, I wanted to have a house cleaner on a consistent basis. That was the reward I set for myself there. So have rewards along the way that you can then get excited about, and obviously make sure you give yourself the reward. But on the flip side, make sure you have a penalty that's big enough that you say, you know what, I don't want that penalty, so I'm going to work for the reward. So I know that I talk fast. Everybody always tells me that. So hopefully you got some information here that's going to help you move more into urgency for your business. Yes, those sponsoring numbers are the trackers. And so you're going to hear a lot more about sponsoring from me, at least on a consistent basis, because that's a great way to track. I went through the entire organization, and I've got a chart now where I'm tracking your sponsoring. I know what you did last month. And so I'm watching that because it's a really important thing for me to watch so that I can help you see why you're having the success or not having the success. So I'm going to end here with a quote. It's by Ralph Marston. It says, success requires both urgency and patience. Be urgent about making the effort and patient about seeing the results. I hope you have a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley weekend. We'll be back here same time, same place next Saturday. Goodbye, everybody.